Faith No More. So that's a subliminal message. Right, part two of the epic journey. The song is called Epic by Faith No More. So I've turned about and I'm going back home. The flipping dog can stay away from me because it's covered in fecal matter. God damn you! So after a night in Edinburgh, we made our epic journey. And I say this because it's further than you think from Edinburgh to John O'Groats. People think, oh, Scotland, that's our top bit on the top of England. If you're on a computer now, go onto a mapping platform, whether it's online or you've got one as a piece of software. Go to Edinburgh, and if you've got the ability to do a route, go from Edinburgh to John O'Groats. It's 6.5 hours by car. But if you kind of cut, you know, you go to Inverness and then you kind of head northeast and you go along the coast for a while. Oh, just breathtaking scenery. I mean, even before then, you know, you hit the Cairngorms National Park and holy cow, it's beautiful. It's epic. What a fantastic drive. We got in the car at our friend's house to go up north, and it started raining. It rained until we got just past Inverness. So it rained for about 3 hours or so. We got into the Cairngorms, oh, and the sun just came out, it was fantastic. And then, when we got through the Cairngorms and hit that kind of coast road, the A9, oh, Christ, it was fantastic, beautiful sky. Lots of tourists, so many Italians, that it was like Italy is in Scotland. There was flipping loads. Germans also, Germans love Scotland, I know that, I've got German family, loads of Germans in Scotland because they love the Highlands especially. And so we went up that coast road, no real dramas to be honest, a couple of stops, but really wanted to kind of get there. There was a point where we could have continued on the coast road all the way around to, we didn't actually stay in John O'Groats, we stayed in a bed and breakfast which is about, I don't know, 3 miles away or so, Ben Corra House Bed and Breakfast, run by an English couple by the names of Sandy and Ron Barton, lovely pair. Sandy used to be in the Royal Air Force. I've mentioned in the previous boo, it was going to be her 59th birthday, and it wasn't. It was her 69th birthday whilst we were there. Oh, it didn't like that one. Oh dear. Let's do this one. Ah, oh, that was supposed to be Tattoo by Mike Oldfield. Now we've got something quite opposite. This is Five Finger Death Punch. In this carnival of souls. They did a song called Bad Company, which accompanied the video game Bad Company. The memories are shadows. So we arrived at Airbnb, and it was a mile as the crow flies, or a mile and a half to the coast. And from where our bedroom, the family room, was on the front of the house, so we looked out north, and we could see Stroma, the Isle of Stroma, and then the other Hebridean, Orkney, Hebridean, where are you? You see the other Orkney Islands as well. And just some fantastic views, you know. Made up a million shattered dreams. Oh, it's just, you know, some just really, it was just nice to be out in, and it's wild, you know, it's barren, it's sparse. John O'Groats, as I've mentioned that previous audio boo, you know, there's one house, as in John de Groot, the Dutch guy who stopped there all those years ago, and then, you know, a couple of hundred years later, handful of shops. Spoke to Mary in the cabin. If you ever go there, there's a fast food thing called the Cabin. Very, very amiable, helpful, talkative lady. So we got some fish and chips from her. Bit expensive for what you got, like. Kiddies portions of chips. Well, a portion of chips which will be enough to feed a child. £2. So they're all definitely in it for the money. But never mind. Went up to, from there, which is just a couple of miles east, up to Duncansby Head. And we saw the stacks there. And then got on the road, turned round. This is all the same day we arrived. Turned round and went west along the coast to Dunnet Head, which is the most northerly British mainland point. Unfortunately, Harry slipped in a puddle because his sister and he were faffing. So he saw about 2 minutes of it, and then he went back to the car to get changed. Your heaven's trying everything to break me down. And a bit of military music that I heard whilst I was in a castle. This is the Watchtower. Yeah, so the next day we got in a car and we decided, Sarah and I, on that night time that we stayed in the B&B, that we'd go back down to Edinburgh the long way. So went down to Inverness. Skirted around the outside and went down the northern edge of Loch Ness. To be fair, not a lot to see until you get to Fort Augustus, and then the scenery's fantastic. And then round the Loch, not Loch, but Mac is going, ah, the English Barca! Loch, with a ch. Loch Lagan, beautiful. And the countryside around it, beautiful. You have to do this, you have to go to this place. You have to go to these places. It has to be done in your life. So back round and then another night in Edinburgh. Gorgeous. Gorgeous drive down. And then, so another night with our friends who we, who are godparents to our children, and we are godparents to many of their four children, however many we're godparents to, I can't remember. That's really bad. I know I'm godparent to one. Sarah to one of the other four. And then the next day was the epic journey from Edinburgh back down here to South Wiltshire. Left at 20 to 9 in the morning, got in at 8 p.m. Handful of stops, you know how it goes. Rain all the way through Cumbria. As soon as we got into Cumbria, it just, oh, immense. Unbelievable torrents of rain hitting the windscreen coming towards us. Yeah, so fantastic. Oh yeah, the M6 was closed north and southbound for a point, and for two separate reasons. So we skirted around it, thanks to Mrs. Satnav, and arrived home 405 miles, I think it was, and I'd fueled up in Asda in Edinburgh. Well, the one nearest them, I'm sure there's more than one. I put the maximum amount I could do, £99, which brimmed the tank. It was full, and I know that when I do that, I can get 100 miles before the fuel gauge goes. So we arrived home, and the fuel gauge was like a fuel gauge width below half full. Nicola was saying, oh, you'll need to fuel up about here, and it's cheap fuel here, and Sarah was like, nah, we could make it all the way easy, and I knew we could. And there you go, epic journey, fantastic time. You know, we did a lot of mileage, but not a lot of walking, so to speak, you know. But that was a holiday, you know, 2 weeks for me, full of adventures. And got about 3,000 photographs in the past 2 weeks, so I'm well chuffed. So I'm going to go back to work tomorrow. I don't want to go back. Kind of beast myself with a fizz now for the next fortnight until my rehab course. And then get beasted for 3 weeks. And see what happens after that. I'm slowly catching up with people's audio booze. Play some music, can I? A couple of new people followed me. A German couple from Kiel in the very, very north of Germany. The man, I can't remember the names, and if you listen, I'm really sorry. Guten Abend. And to the lady who does audio booze, she's blind. Your English, by the way, is excellent, better than mine. And I hope you are listening. I'll put you a little mention in on a title or in the description. Only platform, brain to God. So ich habe Durst jetzt und ich bin ein bisschen müde. Just kidding. So yeah, do you know Garden of Delight? This is Garden of Delight again. And anyway, I digress, as I usually do. Oh, back to work tomorrow. Oh, for the love of God, I've enjoyed the past 18 days so much. I was looking through photographs last night until 1:30, and I've done a lot, haven't I? I've been to see London shows, climbed Snowdon, you know, been with my family in North Wales, done so much, and then our epic journey up to the top of Scotland. But that's it. when's my next holiday? Christmas, probably. And you don't do anything Christmas because you've just spent all the money in the world on Christmas. I should fill these carts up, shouldn't I, on the Boss Jock Studio app? 1, 2, 3, 4 empty ones. And I see angels crying out with tears of love, but still I'm alive. Yeah, so that's it then. Kind of just meandering home. Don't really want to go to bed. I don't really think I'm tired. And I haven't been tired the past fortnight, and I've never been into bed before midnight. For 18 days. It's been interesting listening to other people's audio booze, the ones that I could catch up on. Too many to mention. But the regulars, of course, at Top Gold, at Turbo Stream, at Daylight Gambler. Oh God, you know I'm bad with names. If you're a regular listener, you'll know I'm bad with names. Spot a face from 20 years ago though. Still I'm alive. So it's dark. There appears to be no cloud. See stars in the sky. A lot of light pollution here though. So as we come to a close now, I'll say thanks for listening. I am at all one word on a number of social networks. Only one thing left to say.
All one word. Out.